Hebrews chapter 4. Let us fear, therefore, lest, a promise being left of entering into his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. For indeed, we have had the good news announced to us, even as they also. But the word heard did not profit them, not being mixed together with faith in those who heard. For we who have believed enter into the rest, even as he has said, As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest, although the works of creation were completed from the foundation of the world. For he has spoken somewhere concerning the seventh day thus, And God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, they shall not enter into my rest. Since therefore it remains that some should enter into it, and those who formerly had the good news announced to them did not enter because of disobedience, he again designates a certain day, today, saying in David after so long a time, even as he has said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had brought them into rest, he would not have spoken concerning another day after these things. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For he who has entered into his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his own. Let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest, lest anyone fall after the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature that is not manifest before him, but all things are naked and laid bare to the eyes of him to whom we are to give our account. Having therefore a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast the confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all respects like us, yet without sin. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help.